For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. We all got through our week just fine, didn't we? By His grace, embarking on the weekend. I pray you're getting through these weeks with the presence and the power of God Himself, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's God's Spirit, God's power, God's enabling presence, His mercy, His grace. That's the only way to live. If your strength zapped out today, just it's fine. Get the white flag and say, man, I surrender, and God will come in with Himself. You know, when I think about the book of Acts, and they waited in that upper room, there was a big task at hand, my brethren. How's this? A task to spread the gospel to the world. I think they had to wait and be endued with power from on high, don't you? Because prior to Calvary, you'll see a very different character and strength in those 12. In fact, they were weak. they fled at the cross. But then you'll see after the resurrection when Jesus comes and visits them. And He says, you go and wait for me for the promise that my Father is going to give. And wait in Jerusalem, tarry for it. Jesus knew, you know what, for the task I have for you, we're going to have to wait and be endued with power from on high. My brethren, that is such a pattern for us. We get born again by the Spirit of God. And we're not just to go out and do things by our own strength any longer. The task is too big. It's too wonderful. It's too great just to put our human resources to it. So when we're talking about ways that God reveals His will, this is all supernatural. You've left the natural world. Aren't you glad? You have now become part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's your heritage. You're a joint heir with Christ. So our lives are now supernatural, not natural. So when we go through these ways in which God reveals His will, this is not just regular stuff. This is supernatural. The Scriptures, supernatural. Inner impression, that's the Spirit of God speaking to you. Providence, God's got it arranged. He leads. He's putting forth His sheep. The sheep follow Him. We know His voice, John 10:4. A sanctified common sense. Our common sense has been sanctified, set apart by God to know the things of God. Prayer, ways in which God reveals His will. These are all supernatural. Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. I love that. Sometimes my thoughts are going all over the place, and I take out that white flag and I say, God, I surrender all that. What do you say? He'll say, okay, now that you've committed that to me, I'll establish your thinking, vine in the branch. I'll pour into you what you need to know. Proverbs 3:6, in all my ways, if I acknowledge Him, He'll direct my paths. I love that. It's the best way to live, my brethren. Remember Paul when he's going on his missionary journey? I'm going to pray for you because I know some of you, I can almost like feel like I'm reading what you're saying. We need you to pray for us like you said you would. I will. But remember when Paul was embarking on his missionary journeys, he mapped out the plan of action, right? And he was mostly on target in regard to the will of God. But there were two instances where he wanted to go into a certain area of Asia and the Holy Ghost told him not to go. He changed his direction, traveled a little further down, and once again he wanted to go into Asia. But the Holy Ghost prevented him. Then the vision came to Paul. It was a Macedonian saying, come over here and help us in Acts 16:9. Now Europe was able to receive the gospel. So I'm saying to you, God's will. Mostly Paul's plans were correct. But if they were ever wrong, like in those two instances, when they were, God spoke and Paul made the adjustments. That's putting God first. He committed his works to God and then God established his thoughts. Proverbs 16:3. Father, I thank you for my brethren who have been listening diligently, seeking your face. I thank you that it's your delight to give them your will and your kingdom. Help them today. Help them to hear your voice clearly. Help them to lean on you, to lean on your scriptures, on their sanctified common sense, on providence, and on the peace of God that lies within them. I thank you you're doing this even now, God. Bless my brethren. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great weekend. I'm going to see you at one of my future meetings. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.